This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
1:26 to go in the Sabres power play. Short side attempt scores! J.J. Paterka! His first power play goal of the season. It's 1-0 Sabres.
Happy J.J. the Turkey Day.
I'm seeing more J.J. Paterka.
Paterka, the turkey, it's fine.
Both work.
Kids say the turkey.
Yeah.
We're at the stage where we're playing mini sticks, and my son Knox will say, I'm Tage Thompson, you're J.J. the turkey. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
We're also at the stage where, so we got a bunch of Sabres mini sticks from the Sabres store, like seven of them.
Nice.
Because we can't go to a game with him without coming home with a stick.
Are these the curved mini sticks, or are these like the white thin ones with like the logos on them? Where are we at in the mini sticks?
We have some of the curved ones, but the problem with the curved ones is when you buy a set, you get a righty and a lefty.
Yeah.
Which,
don't need one of them?
I don't need a lefty.
Yeah.
But I can manage and still I can still beat them. But no, the ones we have are the flat wooden ones. That are kind of like, they're like decoration pieces that you might put up.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm trying to teach him not to slash me so much.
Oh, he's a slasher?
A lot of swinging of the stick.
You got to teach him, throw him in the penalty box.
Yeah. Right now, they don't quite know how the penalty box works. They just know you don't want to be in it.
Okay, right, yeah.
He'll be taking a shot like, don't miss, or you're going to go to the box. Like,
you know,
not quite, but
you know, in reality, to make it more fair, I think you should have to use the lefty stick. It's like when DeChambeau plays someone on YouTube and he has to use kids' clubs.
Right.
That'd be the equivalent.
Not a bad idea. Well, JJ the Turkey Day, he's got to score tonight. He's got to score every Thanksgiving Eve game for the rest of his career. I don't make the rules. Those are the rules, though. He's got to score tonight. JJ the Turkey.
Well, Thompson's back centering him,
that's
so
good.
I think he's got a better chance of actually doing
Thompson
that.
Back is very good. Uh-huh. The Sabres, the story was yesterday, Tage was ready to go against San Jose, but they decided to give him an extra day. And
just to be cautious.
What a nice little gamble that is, right? Not to feel like you have to force him in because you've won a couple in a row and you get another one.
Yeah, right.
So, good for the Sabres. They're home tonight against Minnesota. Hopefully they can, you know, keep it rolling. And Friday is another one at home.
Especially probably tonight. You'd think, especially in comparison to like other Wednesday games during the year, packed house, right?
Tough to find a better Wednesday.
Yeah. So there should be some energy in the building. Like tonight could always be a great night, I feel like, the night before Thanksgiving, especially when you're on a win streak going into it. I think people just want to feel like there's hope. And
right now it looks like there's hope.
Right, there is. But so like just building on that would be awesome.
But what we don't need is the team 2 years ago kind of had this where they missed the playoffs by a point. Was that team's home record abysmal, though?
It was ridiculously bad.
It's one thing to, you know, hey, nice job getting win streaks and winning some games. How about winning the games I go to?
Like, right.
If I could choose, I'd like you to use this to win this one instead of the one where you go to Long Island.
Well, in that team 2 years ago, that's the one that missed the playoffs by one point. Was it right around now? No, it was before now, I guess. They went on a 8 game losing streak between November 4th and November 19th.
Oof. And missed the playoffs by a point.
Yeah. And they had an 8-game losing streak.
Just keep treading water.
Do you remember what the story was then? Why that happened?
Why did
they go on? What was the explanation then for why they went on an 8-game losing streak?
I don't remember.
And then I think this explanation was later in the year, too, when they went on another losing streak. Don't remember?
I don't.
It was they couldn't win games without Matias Samuelsson.
Oh, right.
Right? They couldn't win games without Samuelsson.
That's right.
Very different reality we live in 2 years later, I think.
Yeah. Well, good luck tonight. Get a win tonight. 803-0550, our phone number, if you want to chime in on that as well. Sabres and Minnesota Wild.
And the Sabres are involved in two trade rumors right now, I guess.
So Chris Kreider is one.
Yeah.
And the other is?
David Juracek, who's like
a defenseman.
First-round high-pick prospect, but defenseman, yeah. And I've seen some say, this is kind of weird because they already have three of this. Like, he's just he's an unproven clone, I should say, of Darlene Power and Byram. Like, they already have the offensive puck-moving defenseman in their top four. Like, I guess they don't need that. Why would you spend crazy assets on it?
The Kreider one is the more interesting one.
The Kreider move
is probably a move they should want, right? Like a guy that can play.
Yes.
And it's also an NHL veteran to the point where, like, I'm not here just to tell you about, like, oh, they need vets, but the Jordan Greenway, Jason Zucker level player right now that makes them look like a serious team that's not just a bunch of kids. I feel like there's a lot of value there.
Yeah.
And if they got Kreider, that would probably go in that direction a little more. I wonder what they'd be willing to give up.
I dove in on his numbers a little bit yesterday, and he has definitely taken a step back with his, like, his underlying numbers stink this year, but his goal pace is exactly the same. Like, he's on a 38 goal pace on the year. But one easy way to see, like, he's not generating as much is his goal pace is exactly the same as last year, and his shot percentage is, like, 2% higher than it was.
Okay.
And he only scores goals from in front of the net.
Well, that's what they need.
But he does it on the power play. Like, he led the league in power play goals a couple years ago. He scores from in front of the net, and he's fast.
I feel like we're always talking about underlying numbers, because there are a lot of them. But one of the underlying numbers I saw was this, like, average distance of shot in the NHL.
Yeah.
The Sabres are way far away from the net. Like, somebody that gets in front and shoots.
That's Kreider.
Or scores from in front, like, would be valuable, because they don't currently occupy that area as much as you might like them to.
Yep.
803-0550. We'll get to Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. As far as Kreider goes, I would point everyone to game six of the Rangers-Carolina Hurricanes last playoffs when Chris Kreider put his team on his back and scored a natural hat trick and exited the Carolina Hurricanes from the NHL playoffs. He is the second he put on a Sabre jersey, he would be the greatest tip the puck guy that this team has ever seen, better than Vanek, better even than Reinhardt at that particular skill. He is pretty amazing, and I kind of am scared at what the Rangers would want for him. It would be a lot more than I think Sabre fans would be willing to give up. As far as tonight, this is where they have, and I hate to say this, they have let us down the last couple years.
Yep.
Now, one of the bad luck factors will not be there tonight, and that's me. I was at a lot of those games that they lost because I am not a fan of the Goathead jersey, so I only went to games in the blue and white jersey, in the blue and gold, and it wasn't good in that jersey 2 years ago. So I won't be there. I'll be watching. But like I said yesterday on my call, the Krebsy, Cousin, and Benson line will be together. And I want everyone, if you can, if you got it saved, look at Cousin's goal in the San Jose game. All five guys, it was that line with Byron and Alin, and all five guys just dominated the puck in the zone. It was a low cycle. And finally they got the puck to Cousins, and he deposited it in the net. It was hockey. It was pure hockey from three forwards who forechecked like demons and two defensemen who are ungodly talented. And if those three guys, because they all three need to play the same kind of game to be successful. So if those three guys can feed into and off of each other and be on the ice with Darlene and Byram, maybe we'll get that second line. Because if this team has had one glaring weakness this year, because the special teams seem to have become fixed, it's the second line has not produced for them. And if this could become the second line, if our brilliant defensemen could push them over a little bit, and these are all Lindy Ruff type guys, these three forwards, boy, that could really mean something. And this 10-game stretch right here, Sabres, if you get just 5-5 or 6-4, or God forbid 7-3 in these 10 games, you will get every piece of goodwill. It will not be pitchfork Paul. It will be pom-pom Paul. Every morning, if you can just go 5-5 in these 10 games, you will get fans in the seats. You won't get me in the seats, but you will get fans in the seats, and you will have me calling and pumping your tires every day, and maybe I'll be on the Jumbotron like you had me 2 years ago opening up the games with my calls. So, Sabres, I love you. We all love you. Tonight is a big night, and you got Tage Thompson back, and they got Kirill Kaprizov back, and the Minnesota Wild and the Buffalo Sabres have given us so many shows the last three seasons, those two teams, and it's going to be another show tonight, and we're going to come out on top. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Good luck, Sabres.
Thanks, Paul. When you say, like, I hate to say this, but this is where they've let us down, I fully understand that. Like, you get to a moment where, all right, things look good. Can you keep it going? And I want to also say this. It's important to point out that look at the last however many games, Joe. Remember how disappointed everybody was when they lost to Montreal and gave up 7? That was the blip. They immediately bounced right back and won a bunch right after.
Right.
They beat the Blues. They got overtime wins. Like, okay, you did it. So I want to, as much as I fully understand the point and agree about how, come on, get another one here. I think they actually should have earned a little benefit of like, all right, a loss to Minnesota, come back on Friday and beat, what do they play Friday?
They play
the Islanders on the road.
I've got their schedule from two seasons up right now. Hold on.
What are you digging into?
That was from earlier, okay. the eight game losing streak. They play on Friday, Vancouver.
Okay. There you go.
And then they go to Long Island on Saturday.
Big three games. They're all big. That's part of the point. They're all big now. 803-0550, even though it is only November, but you're in it, which is nice.
And he brought up the defenseman there. There was both the NHL website and the NHL like player tracking page, Edge, like the front page yesterday of that site. The headline is Sabres trio of defensemen elevating the team.
Yep.
And Pete Jensen of NHL.com did like a deep dive on the impact Darlene, Power, and Byram are making with like the player tracking stuff. And I think it was offensive zone time? Yeah, like how often they're in the offensive zone when those three are on the ice and they're like the only team in the league with three defensemen like near the top.
It's a good way to win.
Yeah, and they're all putting up points too. So
803-0550, Sal coming up top of the hour as we prep for Bills and Niners and track the status of Brock Purdy, among others. Of course, also Matt Milano, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, some updates coming from the Bills as they are back from the bye week and playing Sunday Night Football against the Niners. 803-0550, our number here on WGR.